2SER Breakfast.
Well, it's known as the race that stops the nation, but of course many want Australia to be the nation that stops the race. Now, the Melbourne Cup might be marketed as a fun day out for punters, an excuse to buy a new frock or suit and a flamboyant hat. There's no dressing up the fact that the Melbourne Cup, for its many detractors, is also one of the cruelest events on the Australian calendar. Now, Heather is the CEO of RSPCA, an organisation that's made no bones about its concerns when it comes to horse racing. Heather, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick.
Now, I notice the RSPCA concentrates specifically on the whipping that occurs during horse racing. Tell me a few of the stats around that.
So we know that in yesterday's Melbourne Cup, each horse was hit around about 18 times, or the rules allowed them to be hit up to 18 times. So over the course of that race, that means that the horses that everybody was watching and cheering on were being hit with a stick about 410 times. As a society that we know loves animals and wants to see them treated well, we think that it's probably time to get rid of the whip and show that we really do care for horses and don't want to stand there and cheer while horses are being hit.
Now, of course, people who are racing aficionados would say that, you know, the whipping is an essential part of the horse being encouraged to race.
And there's absolutely no evidence, scientific evidence, to show that, in fact, a whip helps with performance in that last part of the race at all. So I think there's a view that, well, if I'm hitting an animal, surely it's going to want to run faster. But at the end of a race, horses are really tired. So repeatedly hitting a horse with a stick at that last part of a race, particularly on every stride, isn't likely to be doing much good in terms of its performance just because of the way an animal behaves. The whole idea of the whip in the first place is that you hit the horse, it responds. You're telling it it's not doing something right. And then if you actually are hitting it on every stride, you're really sending a pretty confusing message to the horse. You're saying you want it to run faster, but, oh, are you? And we think in terms of the performance of Australian racing, they should be really taking a worldwide lead and getting rid of the whip forever.
Now, this is an odd question, but, I mean, with our kind of laws around animal cruelty, if I was just a horse owner, I surely wouldn't be allowed to hit a horse as many times as I felt like.
No, you're absolutely not. In fact, the behaviour that occurs on a racetrack, if that was to be occurring off the racetrack, it certainly would be open to prosecution under animal cruelty laws.
Outside of the whipping issue, which is clearly a big one, are there broader concerns around horse racing? I mean, I've seen some statistics that suggest that horse death can be up to 137 horses a year, or, you know, one every couple of days.
Yeah, it's a sad fact that, you know, horses are being pushed to the extremes of their endurance and physical capacity. And some, you know, the horses don't have the ability to actually say, oh, listen, I'm really tired. You know, I can't do anything more for you. And so there certainly are deaths. Horses, of course, fall as well, like we tragically did see yesterday. And another horse actually euthanized as a consequence of its injuries. So, you know, horse deaths on a racetrack are certainly an issue. Just the number of horses that are bred and born and the pathway that they have into racing, not every foal that is born to racehorses actually ends up racing. Some of them go on to be dressage horses, endurance horses, recreation horses, but there's some that don't. Or there's some horses that at the end of their racing life actually don't have a financial value to people, so they are euthanized and their life is ended earlier than it would be naturally. The RSPCA certainly doesn't want to see horses languish in paddocks not being fed. But at the same time, it's about getting, if we're going to have horse racing, the number of horses born and the number of horses that going into racing and for other purposes pretty much in balance. So that sort of issue of how many horses born and how many are are dying prematurely is a big issue. There's a view that racehorses are pampered animals and they live in stalls and they get given amazing food and all of those things to our observations are true, but horses naturally are a herd animal. They like to live in groups, not by themselves. They have a fairly grass-based diet, not a grain predominant diet like they do if they live in a stall. So I think our view of what might be a great horse's life and what a horse's view of what might be a great life might be somewhat different. So there are a number of issues, but for the RSPCA, we're really focused on whipping because it's very public. And we also see that changes to whipping rules will see a sort of a fundamental cultural change in the racing industry because it really will show that they truly care about horse welfare. To say that you care about horse welfare but then hit a horse with a stick and think that that's okay, we don't think they're kind of really embracing the idea if that's the case.
Heather, just finally, in the wake of how New South Wales handled the scandal around greyhound racing, do you have any confidence that these changes might actually occur?
We certainly work closely with the horse racing industry to try and encourage them to make these changes themselves. We know across all areas of animal welfare, getting an industry to make the changes, to see the future, to be progressive, is the fastest and most systemic way of getting change. Legislation is, of course, important, but we ideally want the racing industry to make this decision, and they can actually make that decision tomorrow. It's a very easy thing for them to do, and whereas government legislation takes much longer. And I think what we saw in the greyhound industry is an industry that put their head in the sand, and I think there's some members of the greyhound industry that still have their head under the ground, not looking at what community expectations are. We hope the horse racing industry is smarter than that and actually acts before they are forced to act by governments.
I certainly hope the same thing. Heather Neal, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Great talking to you, Nick, and good morning.
Good morning. RSPCA CEO Heather Neal. We'll have a link up to the RSPCA website and a look at their campaign to stop whipping on the 2SER.com website.